Welcome, folks. Today we're moving to chapter 8, the linen room and the uniform arm stores. Linen room is the nerve center of housekeeping department, especially when it comes to rooms and F&B housekeeping. So let's look at the objectives of this of the lesson today. What is the importance of the linen room? The layout and the location of the linen room, the various activities which is conducted by the linen room, understanding the linen controls, the procedures, learning the procedures as a purchase of linen, linen hiring concept, merits and demerits of the same, identifying the ways of discarding linen, functioning of uniform stores, and activities of the uniform stores. Let's get on to the introduction of linen room. Like I said, linen room is the most important nerve center of the housekeeping department. It provides clean and comfortable linen to the hotel. Comfortable linen is a comfortable room, comfortable bed, comfortable experience in the bathroom because you're using the towels and things like that. When you go into the restaurant, comfortable napkins, comfortable tablecloths, they're not dirty, they're clean, they're not stained. So that's the experience, a part of the experience. So it becomes a central focus in the part of the experience. It's the first thing which catches the eye, our guest. In a restaurant, the tablecloth, the napkin which they're putting in. In a hotel room, the bed sheets. So the room becomes a center for that aspect. And when you meet when a guest sees an employee of the hotel, the uniforms. So your uniform room also becomes a nerve center. How neat and clean are they? If you can't provide neat and clean uniforms, you can't provide neat and clean rooms, you can't provide cleanliness and hygiene. So they become the center stage. And they play a very, very important central part. And linen rooms becomes the storage, is the storage and the control and the disbursement, the distribution of linen throughout the hotel. You can't fall short of linen. You can't say, guest, sir, chadar khatam ho gaya. There are no bed sheets left. So I can't give you a bed sheet. That's not possible, right? So that's how it is. We've gone through this slide earlier in the chapter 1, which is the layout of housekeeping department, where the linen room and the laundry room are two central aspects, especially when there's an in-house laundry. And you can look at the way the area is located. The biggest area is with the linen room and the laundry room. Location of the linen room. Yeah, it's always at the back of the house area. It's never in the front of the house area. It always is close to a landing dock where receiving and sending of linen to a laundry becomes easier, or it is close to the laundry. It is attached to the laundry. If the laundry room is there, it is close to the service elevators where the dispatching of linen to floors becomes easier. So service elevators which taking in the staff to floors so they can take the linen across them to their floor pantries where they maintain stocks. Uniform room is right next to the linen room. Again, close to the landing dock or the entrance area of the staff where they come in they collect their uniform and then they go into the locker rooms, change from the clothes into the uniform and go up to the premises to work. And it is normally attached to the linen room. It's a separate room, but it's attached to the linen room. So they're right next to each other. There are primarily two linen rooms in a hotel. Centralized and decentralized. Centralized is where the linen room is for the entire hotel. Decentralized is where you have floor pantries, floor pantries in every floor for housekeeping, where the linen is maintained at the stock of the floor. That's the decentralization. It's always attached to laundry if you have in-house laundry. Interconnecting windows so that transfer of linen happens easily. There is enough room of communication. The size of the linen room will depend on the number of rooms you have, the number of restaurants you have, the number of seatings in the restaurant, what is the banquet size. So it will depend on that. Again, like I said, the types of swimming, decentralized and centralized. Each flow maintains its own power stock, which is the decentralized one, and the centralized is maintains for all flows, all restaurants, and everything is sorted during in a central area. Layout of the living room. So if you look at this layout, you have separate racks for sheets, towels, separate rack for linen. Rarely used condemned linen is kept separately. We'll get to condemned linen, how we reuse them. Then extras, you know, you have the extras, curtains and things that, you know, curtains get big skeins, you need to send it for dry cleaning. So, you have extra curtains to replace them immediately. Blankets and bed sheets for extra beds. Then you have the F&B linen, which is kept separately. You have a counter, your linen desk keeper, which is very important. And then you have a loading, unloading dock of trolleys. Well, you know, from the floor, when the dirty linen comes in, it has to be unloaded, sorted, and then sent across. And, you know, and then there is the loading dock where it has to be loaded in and sent across to the floors. Now, some places there are chutes, laundry chutes. That comes directly down to the linen room, and there's space for that instead of unloading docks for laundry. The linen room should always be very well ventilated. It should be very well kept. It should be well lit. Your lighting has to be white. It cannot be of another color, because if it's another color, reflection on the cloth may change the color of the cloth it looks to the person. So it's very important that the lighting is proper. It should be very well lit. It should be very well lit, ventilated. It should be very spacious, because you are doing sorting, you are doing counting, you are doing assembling, you're doing dispatching, and you're doing storage. And you can't have too many people walking around the living room, so it cannot never be crowded. Ideally, in a living room, one entry, one exit for safety, security purposes. It's the best. Floors and walls have to be sturdy. I mean, floors should be heavy duty. I mean, they're going to take trolleys on it. Heavy trolleys are going to move on it. There's load bearing. There's lots of storage, lots of linen. Shelves have to be designed in such a way that don't tear the linen. Rust doesn't come from the shelves into the linen. There's enough space for movement of linen in and out. There's enough breathing space for the cloth itself. This is ideally how you do not stop in a linen room. I mean, there has to be gaps maintained so that there is enough breathing space in the activities of a linen. You have to collect soiled linen which comes from the rooms. You have to sort out the soiled linen. You know, soiled linen is sorted out in terms of heavy stains, dry cleaning, oil marks, paint marks. You can have oil marks are there, paint marks are there, light stains. There'll be linen which will be set aside for bleaching, spoiled linen which is torn, which is soiled to such a manner that even if you clean and bleach it 100 times, it's not going to come back to its original position. It's not going to give the linen which is worn out. So you have to sort out these linens. Package soiled linen for the laundry. You have to package the soiled linen for the laundry. You have to count them. You have to nicely stack them up, package them. If it's an in-house laundry, in your laundry trolley, you have to put them in the laundry trolley as per specifications, and then send it across to the laundry. If the external laundry, you got to pack them in such a way that it can be taken. Receiving of fresh linen from the laundry, again, it's you receive fresh linen from the laundry for all points of time, so you got to ensure that the count which goes out comes in. Checking and sorting of fresh linen again. You check the fresh linen which comes in. Is it ironed properly? Is it washed properly? All those not washed properly have to go for rewashing, or they have to be sorted out into spoilage, depending on what the laundry and you discuss after that. You have to sort them out, and then you have to put them as per the sizes of the beds. king size bed, queen size bed, twin beds, linens are separate. Hand towels, face towels, linens are separate, sizes are separate. Your napkins, A restaurant has white napkins, B has brown, C has red. So napkins have to be, linens are separate for different. Tablecloth colors also may vary from restaurant to restaurant. Then you have to store the fresh linen properly so that it doesn't get soiled, it doesn't get damp, it remains dry, it's nicely ventilated, it doesn't pick up smells. Linen room should be a place where there are no smells available. So it does not pick up smells, smell doesn't catch on to it. So you have to sort them and keep them, store them properly. Then you have to distribute them to the floors and other areas, your restaurants and all, as per the requisition required for them. So if they're giving you 50 linen for wash, they'll require 50 back, no? So how much? So that way, you've got to sort them out. You have to maintain all the records. You know, bed and bath linen, you know, a little thread here and there has come out. A little bit roughing is required. So bed and bath linen, you have to repair and alter as and when required. And for staff uniforms, you have to monogram the staff uniforms. Then you have, and the uniform has to be stored and issued properly. So we go through the cycle, collecting, counting and sorting of linen. Dispatching to laundry, then receipt of fresh linen from laundry. We explained this earlier, so I'm just going through the cycle again. Checking and sorting of fresh linen, storage of fresh linen, and distribution of fresh linen through floors and other areas. Then stock taking of linen and maintenance of records, uniform storage and issue, and discarding of unused linen. Purchase of linen. Now, purchase of linen happens to be by the standards which you specify. You want a 3,000 count bed sheet, or 5,000 count bed sheet, or a 300 count bed sheet, depending on what hotel you have, what standard you specify. Now, you can either buy this directly from the manufacturer. If the manufacturer is ready to sell directly, most of them do, especially in the hospitality industry. Or you can buy from the wholesaler if they're huge manufacturers. Like a Trident is a huge manufacturer of linen. So you have to go through the wholesalers. And sometimes the sales representatives of the companies come to you, you know, use my product, use my this. So those are the things. Or you may just go to the manufacturer and tell them, this is my specification, just make me this linen. So special linen made for you. Three major factors which you consider while purchasing linen. You know, for the price, the quantity, quality and size, all three matter. So you have to look at the quantity. Quantity is, what is your par value? What is the extra which you need to keep and what is the requirement? So you have to maintain a par in the store and you have to order accordingly. That will give you the quantity of the 100 rooms. 300 bed sheets, 3 bed sheets per room, but that's what is par, that is what is required. You need a buffer stock, no? 20%, 30%, you 40%, 50%, you have to benchmark yourself, because discards will happen. Linen will get misused, guests will misuse it, even staff will misuse it. That will happen. Quality, what is the quality? Like I said, 1,000 credit count, 3,000 credit count, and 300 credit count. Size, queen size, king size, twins, single bed sheets. What is the size of a mattress? What is the size of a bed? Is it a standard size or is it a specially made mattress and specially made bed? So all that is important. Linen is again classified into categories. Guest room linen, which goes into the guest rooms. F&B linen, which, like I said, tablecloths and your this. And health club linen in, or swimming pool linen, which is swimming pool towels, health club towels, etc. Laundry types. Guest room linen, like we discussed. Fitted sheets, top sheets, pillowcases, pillow covers, mattress covers, duvet covers, bed runners, extra linen. Then guest bath, you have your washcloths. hand towels, face towel, bath mats, robes, etc. F&B, you have tablecloths, napkins, placemats if you're using linen as a placemat. Uniforms, though, is everywhere, and this is there. The others is staff uniforms, I mean, which go everywhere. Gym towels, pool towels, your banquet cloths, and your uniforms, basically. And your utility cleaning cloths. Hiring of linen. Now, hiring of linen is a topic where most hotels hire linen, but not for your guest rooms. But they hire linen. It's very popular. It's very, very, very popular. Hire linen for, especially for banquet functions. Because, see, listen, if you take in a 1,000-cover banquet, you don't hire linen for 1,000. You don't even have tables for 1,000 people if you have a lawn, especially. You hire those tables, you hire the linen there. And but you, the problem of hiring linen is, you know, you cannot guarantee the quality every time. But most hotels hire linen. You need them for, you know, events, banquet functions. And it's convenient here. You may not use the bed sheet in your towels in the rooms, but for everything else purpose you can hire it. And you have linen companies who give this on rent. If they launder the linen, you don't have to worry about laundry, you don't have to worry about things, you don't have to worry about spoilage. So when you hire linen, what is your advantages? One is you don't have to maintain inventory for 1,000 packs, 1,000 packs banquet. Basically, you're not going to get that every day. You're going to get it once in a year, twice in a year, thrice in a year. So there's no sense of, you know, occupying space, maintaining the linen. It'll get spoiled, it'll get damp if it's not used. So it's better to hire linen for those purposes. So you don't have to order so much, you know, you put so much capital in the linen and keep it with you. So your purchase function there, it gets eliminated. You don't have to launder that linen after that. So that gets eliminated for you. Yeah. Storage space you get back, which you don't need. I mean, if you're going to buy 1,000 tablecloths and 1,000 napkins, you will need staff to maintain it also. No? I mean, how are you going to otherwise work? Extra pressure on the staff, that gets eliminated. And you are not looking at stitching and repairing all the time. In the disadvantages of hiring, you know, is your quality standard sizes are an iffy. You may get all of the same standard and the same size, but you may not. There is no way of making them over for you. You're getting them last minute, you're using them last minute, so you don't know. If you damage it, you're paying a higher price also for damaging. And, you know, contractors have a nasty habit here. If you're hiring 10,000 napkins, and that 5 or 10 will be damaged only. It will come damaged and you will land up paying for it. You are dependent on somebody else. You don't have quality control in your hand. You don't have the quality of the wash in your hand. If there is a strike, breakdown, ready linen doesn't come on time, that tension you don't have, you will get. And if you like hired it for the room, which you normally would not do, but if you do that, then there is a loss. Unused linen, ka kya karoge? Now let's get to exchanging of procedure, which is used by a linen room with the guest room. So first what happens is all the soiled linen is taken out of the room. They come to the housekeeping pantry. Now housekeeping pantry, each of them are counted. And then they are sent to the linen room, either physically or through a laundry chute. Figures noted in the linen control sheet. Downstairs, somebody is counting them and noting the figure with the floor supervisor there. Second, third copy of that noted in the control sheet, a copy of the linen control sheet is sent to the floor. Houseman along with the hamper or soil, of soil linen into the room. Like I said, you know, you send the linen through a chute and then you count them physically with the linen room person right downstairs and verify the quantity, what you sent, what is received. Supervisor stamps received in the tally and then again the second copy of the control sheet will be given to you. Third copy is retained in the linen room and it's always done one-on-one basis. See, this is how you maintain on the left-hand side, you see the racks. This is how you rack up the linen room, discarded linen room. Now, during the process of sorting out, you will figure out that there are certain stains which cannot not be removed, or there has been a cut on the in the linen, or the linen has torn for some stain, for some reason or the other. Now, what do you do with the linen? You have to discard it. You can cut that linen up and use it for cleaning, wiping down surfaces, covering furniture. You know, you have these carpets which should not become musky, and the musky smell can be removed from the carpet by covering it with linen and then storing it. Your uniforms which are storing for long periods of time, that you can cover in with napkin balls so that all the must cell moves out. Some examples of it. Staff uniform store. Now, a staff is the most important person. It's a people's business. Hospitality is a people's business. A staff is a very important person. How he presents himself, how he looks, how fresh he looks. You know, somebody famously said a person is as good as the clothes he wears in terms of looks and personality. That's what a staff uniform is all about, creating a personality of the hotel. And it's a way of ensuring proper grooming. So the uniform is dry cleaned, the coats are dry cleaned, white shirts are nicely starched, they're proper, prim and proper, nicely ironed, and they're wearing it and they're roaming around with those uniforms. They look presentable. It creates a good impression with the guest. It creates a status symbol. You know, get into a shabbily dressed restaurant with shabbily dressed staff, or shabbily dressed hotel with shabbily dressed staff. Okay, chalta hai. Or you go into a hotel where the grass is neatly dressed, nicely polished. I mean, starched uniform, starched white shirt, nicely dry clean, steam ironed coats, nice ties. That creates an impression on its own. Housekeeping staff with neat clothes creates an impression on all, very important for a status symbol of the hotel. It boosts one, you should feel proud of what you wear. I say, Pena, I know you. You should be proud of what you're wearing. Uniforms are frequently designed to suit the task. They're designed for your task. Maintenance overalls. Neat and clean, but they're overalls. Chambermaid's dress, the housekeeping Roomba is dress, is designed for the flexibility of the work which you require to do. These are the uniform stores. Look at the way they are stacked. The shirts are kept in hangers. Coats are kept in hangers. Rest are neatly folded and kept. So activities of a uniform room. Uniform selection, establishment of power levels of uniform. Now, there are two ways of going about with uniforms. One way is that you buy standard sizes, large, medium, small, extra large, XXL, and you issue according to the standard sizes. So you have to maintain power levels for that. Second way of doing it is you stitch according to the, you get it stitched according to the size and the shape of the employee. Both are used in various functions in the hotel. So at the lower levels, you buy standard uniforms. At the higher levels, you're stitching them. And for the stitching the uniforms as per specification of the person. So you have to maintain, each person is issued three sets of uniform. One set is wearing, one is in the wash, and one is in the uniform room for changing of uniform. These are three sets of uniform. You have to maintain these uniforms, you have to issue and exchange these uniforms. You have to collect the soiled uniforms. You have to count and sort them out. You know, again, F&B service and kitchen people can often ruin the uniforms very quickly, and so can housekeeping. You have to dispatch at the soiled uniform to laundry. You have to ensure the receipt of fresh uniforms is there on time. It's not like your duty manager is coming in for a suit and the suit hasn't come. So there are two sets in the laundry. That can't happen. Then he has to wear a dirty set which he's come to give in to replace his uniform. That dirty set then he has to wear to work. That should not happen. That spoils the image of the company. That spoils the image of the hotel. So you have to be on the ball on those aspects. You have to ensure the uniform is stored properly. Now again, you have to see buttons in shirts get loose and break off quite easily. Buttons in coats also do get loose and break off quite easily. They're heavily used. So you have to repair them, you have to change them, and you have to do stock picking. You can't say, I issued you 3 uniforms, but I have only 2 now. One has disappeared. It can't happen. So in a nutshell, this is how your uniforms, you see the way the uniforms are. Doesn't matter what they are, but look at the character of the uniforms, what they portray. They portray a sense of style and image of the order. Other thing what you need to do is issue uniforms to new employees. Like I said, depending on the scale where they are, you may stitch new employees' uniform or you may buy standard and issue them. But you have to issue them, you have to maintain a register for issuing them. Again, uniforms now, people may outgrow uniforms. Put on weight, lose weight. So alterations of that has to be done. If alterations cannot be done, fresh uniform has to be issued. If fresh uniform has to be issued, then that also has to regular employees also has to be taking place. Uniforms also have a life cycle. It's not that you bought a suit, it'll last for 5 years. No, it's not going to last. You have to change the uniform. You have to issue them fresh uniforms. So that also you have to keep track of. Okay, I mean, uniform exchanges normally happen on a one-to-one basis. Now, uniforms are expensive things. They're not cheap. Especially when you're giving suits and coats and jackets and things like that. Overalls, they're expensive. You're giving 3 sets. Now when the employee leaves, always requires a uniform clearance, you have to return the uniform, no? Uniform has to be returned. Whether you can reuse it or not, it doesn't matter, but it has to come back to you. It is the investment which the company has made, which it needs to come back, because it cannot be used outside, it will be misused. Somebody may misuse your company, misrepresent your company outside. So, payments of last checks are always dependent on all clearances from all departments, including housekeeping uniforms. Name tags also, which you issue, has to come back. And procedures have to be followed. Then new employee comes in, uniform has to be issued. How do you know this is a new employee? Which department? What uniform you have to give? You need a procedure requisition coming from the human resources department. That requisition has to be approved by the department the person is joining. And then you can issue the uniforms. Now the other thing is storage of these uniforms. You have to stock take them, you have to store them. Now you can't store, especially when dirty uniforms come in, you can't keep a front office jacket with a chef coat or a chef apron. So you have to, segregate them nicely. Even when storage while giving, it becomes easier. He's from kitchen, his uniform is the kitchen section. His uniform is the front office section. So it becomes easier for you to pick it up. You have to physically keep taking inventories. At least once a quarter. You have to see what is in circulation, what is not, how much is condemned, how much is discarded. You have to tally the total, counting with the last inventory, total plus new issues, minus condemned. We should give you the inventory right now, or returned, minus returned also. So in a nutshell, uniform room and linen room are the backbone of showing what the company, the hotel is all about. The whole thing about the bed sheets, the uniforms, the linen which is used in the restaurant, it is showing the image of the hotel. So I'll thank you very much for this, and we'll meet you in the next chapter.